8:43 now on Edge Radio. And it is that time in the morning, that Wednesday of the month, where we do Portsmouth Radio 5-0, and I am joined in studio this morning by Detective Rochelle Novelski, who, okay, I'm going to backstory this for just a second. Let's do a lesson of things to do and things not to do. Things to do. Make friends with the cops in the town that you work in. Make friends. Be nice. Do good things. Things you should not do, misspell their names. Not once, but twice. Once, you'll get... You kind of get a freebie. Twice, you get angry emojis, and it's not good.
Just detective, and I know, but when you go from Jones to Novelski, I get it. I can't spell your last name.
Right. Well, I went from Brady to Rohrbacher for a while, so it was a huge jump for people. I get it. I totally get it, and I'm so sorry.
I forgive you.
I promise I would throw myself over the sword on that one. That was rough on my part. I'm also joined in studio this morning by Detective Munson and Detective Cashman. Good morning. Gentlemen. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning.
Well, catching you right before you head off to school.
Yes. 2-hour delay. Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I miss those days. Oh. We don't get those anymore as grown-ups.
No. I still got to show up at the same time.
The page.
So now, how long have you guys been serving as the school resource officers?
I've been there for about 10 years. I had a short break where I, 3 years, was doing some drug work, but back. So I love it. I mean, it's one of the better jobs I've had.
Yeah.
And Rob's the high school.
Okay, Rob's at the high school. Yep. And yep. Tim, you're...
I'm at the middle school.
You're at the middle school. Okay, and how long have you been there?
This is my fourth school year.
Wow. So, and what were you doing previous to that? Or did you just dive right into being the resource officer?
No. Prior to that, I was in the ICAC unit, which is a computer crimes unit.
Mm-hmm.
Internet crimes against children, and I did that for 5 years, and I did that once I was promoted. Prior to that, I was in patrol for 13 years. So, I started in the department in 96, so 21 years.
Wow. That's amazing. So now, what would you say, like, what define your roles as a resource officer and what that means, being a part of the school community?
I think for me, it's more of just having a physical presence in the building, security-wise and safety-wise. In the morning, we're very fortunate at PHS. We have a security officer, Tony O'Connell, which he's great. And...
also a part-time police officer in Newington.
He recently retired, but so he's got a working knowledge of police stuff, and he's great to have there. He handles most of the school type of discipline, and I'm kind of there if it falls into like the criminal aspect.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you know, like a typical day is we around 7:30 we start to lock up, so he'll. We split up the building, and he locks up half the building. I lock up the other half, and then we kind of do some walk-arounds a little bit. And then we meet with the administrative staff there. And after that, we've got some lunch duty. And then if, you know, things come in during the day, we focus on those things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's their beat, right? The school's here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like Tim and I are the chief of our own little town out there. Because, you know, at one time, we have probably about 1,300 people in the building, so depending on whatever happens, I'm dealing with whatever problems arise.
Mm-hmm. So, but for the most part, you just kind of are just an acting presence.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, you know, I'm very fortunate there. I coach at the school, so I know the kids really well. I think one of the roles that I filled more so these days than anything is guidance counselor, and I don't want to take anything away from their guidance counselors because they're great, but I have a lot of I stole Tim Cashman's idea of keeping candy in his office.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that has, between every class, I usually get about 10, 15 kids that stop by the office, which is great because you normally don't have kids interacting with law enforcement like that on a daily basis.
And certainly not at that age level either.
Right. They're very, you know, they see things on TV and they see everything that's going on, and they're very standoffish towards us. The great thing about being at the school is they kind of let us dress down a little bit so that we're more approachable.
Can you talk about the difference in your uniform and patrols? Like,
sure. So we're able to wear we were able to wear khaki pants, tactical khaki pants, and I don't have my full duty belt on today, but I always have all my equipment with me. We're able to wear polo shirts, and normally I'll wear a hat. One of the reasons, because I'm losing my hair, but the other reason is because
the truth comes out.
Like with this hat, I coach freshman football, so this is the hat that the guys gave to me upon completion of this year. So mm-hmm. It actually has Coach Monson on it, which is great. So I'm kind of it makes us a little more approachable.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's essential. Is building that communication at that level.
Yeah.
You know, it's great that you feel like, you know, it's not just about the candy that's in your office that draws the kids in, but they're able to talk to you.
And I know Rochelle can attest to this, that she still probably has contact when she was the resource officer.
I took over for Rob when he went to the drug unit. So then I was the school resource officer at the high school.
You know, kids still reach out and touch base with her. So we build those bonds where, you know, if something happens down the line, they feel that they can contact us, even if, you know, it's 5 years. I had a student contact me that hasn't been in school for 5 years. So it's great. It's great to build those bonds so they feel safe and they feel, you know, that they can approach us with problems, which is great.
Mm-hmm. And Tim, what is your experience on the middle school level? Because that's a whole different mentality from high school.
It is. Yeah, it's very different than Rob's role. We have less students in the building, a smaller staff. But our primary responsibility is the safety and security of the building and to provide a safe and secure learning environment. That's the primary goal of us being there. But it turns out that our roles are very, very different once you get inside. And we mostly just want them used to being with a police officer every day. Some kids have never had a positive contact with a police officer or, you know, been up close. And everything from going to lunch with them, going into their classes. I teach some of their classes. We will talk about, you know, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, what you can and can't do with the police, what is a law and what is not a law, what it is legal to do and not legal to do as a student, as a kid, what their rights are as students. And they have a lot of questions. And Rob kind of alluded to it with today and the police being in the news. They have some questions about why police did this or didn't do that, and we try to give them our perspective, and sometimes they're like, oh, I didn't think of it that way. So it's really just to make those communication, open the communication with the students, and just to be another voice, another adult that they can come and turn to and talk to. Middle school, it's a lot of social media problems. It's just a different dynamic than what's going on at the high school. When I first started, my own children were in middle school, so I was right in that. I didn't get enough middle school drama in my life, so I
signed up
for some more. And I coach, like Rob does, I coach the girls' basketball team, and it's the best 4 years of my law enforcement career have been these four, and I plan on doing it right until it's time to leave.
What are some of the differences that you guys see between like being a school resource officer and as opposed to working patrol, like some of the major?
I mean, for me, we have some discrepancy. I mean, some discretion in what we can do. Normally, if we had an issue where a patrol officer stopped a juvenile and they were like, let's say, hypothetically in possession of drugs, or usually what will happen is there'll be an arrest. At the school, we kind of have some discretion. The goal is to find out what's happening with the child and figure out what we need to do to get them back to where they're not doing whatever activity it was. So in regards, they give me that flexibility to where, you know, depending on the situation, I can often release kids at the school to their parents. We're not dragging kids out in handcuffs and stuff like that, which is great because we don't need to set examples like that. And the administration is really great there, and we work well together. So
it sounds like you've built rapports with the kids, too. It's not the first time you're seeing them, maybe,
as opposed to the patrol officer
interaction.
And Tim can attest to this. I mean, just coaching has had a huge effect on the approachability of me with the kids. You know, I'll walk down the hall, and I'll get 15 or 20, hey, how you doing, you know? So it's great. And just I enjoy it. My son's a junior there, so I kind of have some vested interest in the school.
Yeah.
It's a great school, and I really enjoy working there.
Does he avoid you like the plague?
You know, he does. he doesn't. And the funny thing is, we had, you know, back at Spirit Week, we had Twins Day, and both, well, him and one of his buddies dressed up as me.
Nice.
On Twins Day. So I've got a really nice photo in the cafeteria where we're all standing together. It's kind of funny. So, you know, I think the kids get that I'm not out to get them.
Right.
I think they understand that, and that's huge, and they don't look at him as, oh my God, that's the police officer's son. So
21 Jump Street.
Yeah, they don't think he's, and he doesn't, you know, I never ask him for information, and he doesn't give it to me. We have that relationship where I don't do that to him. I don't put him in that set of circumstances.
But you brought up, oh, I just had a question about the drugs that you brought up, and I know that the middle school is doing like a drug-free parent night, but what can you talk a little bit about Project Safety and what you guys do as far as any drug education for the kids?
Project Safety in itself is a nonprofit through the community. And it involves it's a approach that involves the students, the parents, everyone with a vested interest, in seeing the students better themselves. It's about, drug awareness, social media awareness. Every year the seventh graders have a conference over in Kittery. And they have a speaker come in. The parents can come and listen to speakers that address to them. Students get to listen to me and other students who have run into issues. They've also done things called Parents on Deck. Rob and I have participated in those where we meet in someone's house in the community and talk about what the issues are that we're seeing in the police department and just answer questions that parents may have. And it's very low-key, and we dress like this, and I think the parents appreciate it because they can actually just ask us kind of off the cuff questions that normally they wouldn't been able to ask. And our approach, you know, we try to make ourselves very approachable to the students. And well, our door is always open. I think the students, they know we're the police, but we're not like the regular police that you would see in the car down the street. And once they realize that we're there for them and not to be kind of law enforcement in the school, that they open up to you. They let you into their circles. We're both on social media. Again, like Rob said, the coaching really allows that door to be opened as well. And I'll go to this high school for something, and I still have students that I had my first few years saying hi to me and asking how they're doing. And
he's like a celebrity when he comes to the cafeteria. The kids.
So. Well, oh, Cashman.
That's awesome.
In a lot of ways.
It's fun.
It's about accessibility, right?
It is. And literally, we have an open door. And we, when I start every year with the sixth graders or the new Portsmouth Middle School, the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, and within the first week, I've met with all of them. And I just go in and I say, okay, here's why that's a police officer in the school. Don't, you know, that's not because you go to school in a bad school or something happened. And I go over everything that's on my belt and I explain, you know, all the different things I have. And I say, okay, that's the last time we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I'll put that aside. And now we're just going to discuss why I'm here.
Always want the taser.
And, you know, they've been great with that. I think that's really, and from then on, they're just like, oh, yeah, it's another adult in the building, and it's just another thing, and it's just Detective Cashman or Mr. Cashman. And
I just remember there was always a misconception where parents, when I was SRO, you probably don't know my child. They don't get in trouble. It's like, well, we make an effort to know every child, you know, before there's an issue, and in that way you have a relationship with them.
I actually know the kids who are not in trouble more than I do.
Yeah.
The assistant principal deals with internal school discipline problems are not law enforcement problems. Those are school issues, and the students should have to be referred to the police. That's not a police matter. That's for the school to deal with. Our administration at the middle school is nothing short of phenomenal with how much they care about those kids and what they do for them, each one of those teachers. And that's been really the best part of my job, is they've taught me how to interact with students and how to, you know, kind of be in their world.
Mm-hmm.
And the assistant principal and the principal at the middle school do a phenomenal job at, you know, just the things they do for those students on a daily basis. I wish the public could see that.
Right. Well, just by having you guys there, that's a huge part of it.
They are incredible supporters of ours. The superintendents and the assistant superintendent have been nothing but supportive. We have a tremendous relationship with the school district itself. The best part of my job is that I like going to a place every day where they're happy to see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you're in patrol, you have negative contact. That, you know, you're stopping cars, you're going to accidents, someone's had something stolen. It's negative, negative, negative. Starts off positive and it ends positive. It's a great relationship we have, and I can't say enough about the school district in our relationship with them.
That's great.
I know one of the big issues that comes up a lot is bullying. So I don't know if there's any advice that you can give parents, or how does the school and the police work together to address any bullying issues?
I think one of the things is to not wait on it. Let the school know immediately, or me. They're usually pretty good at getting right on something. They just have to know about it. A lot of times what happens is people sit on things, and we don't hear about them until later, and it's been going on for quite a while. Don't wait till it gets to that point. Let us address it early. And we'll do it in a manner where we really work on not making sure that it balloons out worse than it is.
You have flexibility to do mediation and stuff students? Or
The school does quite a few things, from whether or not they sit down the students together and they discuss this like at a round table, or whether or not they meet with specific kids and, you know, parents and address the issues that way. So they usually use a lot of different techniques on how they address those issues.
Yeah, it's same. We encourage the students, if they're experiencing it with anything, tell an adult you trust. Find an adult you trust. Don't pass it along. Don't keep fanning the flames about it. Don't respond. Just find an adult you can trust, and we can work it out. It's hard to read what people mean in a text sometimes, and that simply just blows up into a
bullying issue. Like an email.
A huge misunderstanding. Yep.
It's hard to read what they meant. And sometimes if we sit the two students down with the assistant principal, they come out shaking hands and, okay, it was a misunderstanding, and we move on, and then they're eating lunch together later that day.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what our goal. We're not there to get students into trouble. We're there to... Middle school and high school is a tough time.
Ugh.
I mean, there's a lot of people wouldn't go back to middle school if, you know, for anything. So we try to make that transition a little bit easier. Middle school students are funny. They will do, it's all about their friends. It's all about the relationships with each other.
The circles. Yeah.
The circles. And we just want to make sure that's an easier transition than what other people have had. And so we hope at the end that Portsmouth Middle School was a positive experience instead of a negative experience.
You guys are doing some great work, and I thank you for being here this morning and sort of going a little bit more in detail. I think a lot of times people don't truly understand that, and that's part of what we're trying to do here, is help sort of spread the light on how it all works and in your action. And you guys obviously truly appreciate what it is that you guys are able to do with the students every day, and that's a really great thing. So with that, I believe the bell's going to ring, and you probably need to get to school. So...
They're not there. The bell doesn't ring till 9:30.
Yeah, we're in a delay this morning.
Great. Well,
so
you get time to grab some brekkie before you get there, right?
I don't want a detention, so
I'll write you a late pass.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
And I have a game.
Please,
we have a game.
Excuse him.
We have a game against Rochester this afternoon, so we have to be on time.
Yeah, you got to get on that. All right. Well, we do this every other Wednesday. Who do we have coming up on the 15th?
It's supposed to be. They were so nice enough
to swap out.
Detective Seth Tondro, who's the PPRA president, Portsmouth Police Relief Association president, and also he is a detective, and he's going to talk about the crime scene team.
Okay. So that's the goal.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I just throw out the Special Olympics is having their
Oh, my gosh.
Saturday.
Aquaman.
So please.
Where was
please,
my
if
head?
If you get down there, please feel free to donate money. It's a great charity, and it does a lot of great things. I've been involved in that for quite a long time, so I can't tell you the joy and good stuff that it just brings to the athletes and the people that are involved in it.
The camaraderie in the event fantastic. Every year. Yeah,
I love it.
And yep. Rob's dressing up as Aquaman, not the DC comic one, but the Jason Momoa Aquaman with the trident beard.
The high school plunge theme is...
That's worth going just to see
is
that.
Under so the excited. Sea, and one of my buddies, Luke Devins, who's been an athlete forever, is going to be a big, gigantic crab. And so I've decided that I will dress up as Aquaman. So it's going to be a great time on Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we have another announcement because the Portsmouth Police Explorers are going to be volunteering at the Seacoast Family Food Pantry to replenish their supply this Saturday at 10 o'clock to 2 p.m. at McKinnon's at 2454 Lafayette Road. So if anybody can come and help donate and do, we have a list of shopping items that they're looking to get. So
excellent. Well, all kinds of good things going on.
That's right.
And you're still early for class. This is great.
All right. Perfect.
It's 9:03 now on Edge Radio.